Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Texas A&M Aggies against the Arkansas Razorbacks, game preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free to play fantasy betting contest. Every week, there's a free $350 NFL contest and a free $250 contest. Just head to oddscrowd.com to sign up. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Grab that SGPN app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Brian Bosworth, aka The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Welcome to the College Football Experience, Texas A&M Aggies against the Arkansas Razorbacks. This is the betting preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Boom. No one touches Dundee. But if there is one, I might be this gentleman right here, because this guy knows college football and college basketball as good as anybody. All sports, really. Contributor over at SGPN. Give it up for Terrell Furman Jr. How you doing, Terrell? Appreciate you hopping on and talking. What did we got? The battle of Arkansas, Texas A&M, and Jerry's World at the Cowboys Stadium. You know, this is two top 25 teams, allegedly. I will make that case that one of them does not belong in the top 25. But first, let me just, how am I going to forget your music?
I ain't make a lot of money last week, but you know, it's bounce back week.
We all have those weeks, man. We all have those weeks. You were just a week ago, you were top 10 on Tally site. You know, there's 135 professionals picking games, and you finished.
Top five. Top five.
You were top five. There we go.
I'm not counting.
So make sure you give Terrell Furman Jr. a follow on Twitter at really_rel__. But let's dive into this game, man, because coming into the season, you know, if you listen to the College Football Experience podcast, we, you know, kind of, I thought A&M is going to have this game as much as I thought. I like Sam Pittman. I thought I kind of like what he did year one. I have switched, you know, my opinion on this game, you know, just from a month ago.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Look, I've been really impressed with Arkansas and Kendall Briles in this offense and this quarterback, KJ Jefferson.
The
O-line, which was Pittman's forte when he was at Georgia.
He came back with five starters this year. They have like a combined 100+ starts under their belt. The offensive line looks really good, and that's why their run game is so good. I like Arkansas, so I thought you was talking about maybe A&M being the pretender top 25 team.
No, that's what I'm referring to. That is what I'm referring to.
Yeah, because I think Arkansas is legit a little bit. I do. And I was just, you know, going back through the games and just kind of getting a better feel for these teams, because, you know, we sit here and we watch all the games and we try to get as good a feel for everybody, but it's just not like sitting there watching film on actual teams and looking at how they play. And I was going back looking at the Arkansas-Texas game and looking at Jefferson and KJ Jefferson, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him and he's making great reads with this RPO. Like, he has this RPO offense down. Now, did they always, you know, have the best luck with it? No, not necessarily. They really picked it up in that second half, but Jefferson is a big quarterback, man. He looks good. Like, I'm interested in this Arkansas team.
And let me tell you something. He's only going to get better and more familiar with this system. Kendall Briles, son of Art Briles, he's a good offensive coordinator. And I think with time, you know, last year he was implementing a new offense. They had Felipe Franks. They played solid considering. But I think this is where you're really seeing it pay off, because KJ Jefferson, he's played better opponents than Texas A&M has. Like, way better opponents.
Because Arkansas always gets the shitty schedule.
Yeah.
They always get the shitty schedule.
The SEC loves to deal them a death blow schedule-wise year after year.
It's iron sharpens iron. And I think did he play in that Missouri game last year? They had like 550 total yards of offense in that game. So, and we know we're not saying Missouri is one of the powerhouses of the SEC, but they're definitely not the bottom.
Yeah, like, they're definitely a decent football team.
Yeah, so that's solid. Like, that's a solid on your resume to have that going into the year as the starter. And so I'm just looking at this Arkansas team and just looking at the film, and I love their identity on offense. They're saying, we're going to run the ball. That's what we're going to do. And then we're going to play that RPO and we're going to suck you in. Basically, we're going to suck you in. And as soon as you drop those two high safeties up at the top, because that's a lot of what Texas did. Texas had two high safeties at the top. Once you drop them into the box to try to stop that run game in that big quarterback in Jefferson, we're going to pull that ball out and we're going to throw it over the top of your head. So Sam Pittman's got something going here. He has something going, and this may not be the Arkansas team that we thought they were.
I mean, dude, I think they're the second best team right now. I mean, you can make the case maybe Ole Miss, actually. So I would say in the SEC West, I think it's them, Ole Miss. Look, I know A&M came in as, you know, A&M fans are probably going to hate what I'm saying here, but the reality is I'm a Colorado fan, right? I grew up rooting for the Colorado Buffaloes. I know we're not a good team.
Yeah.
Right. I watch what I watch, and now, to Carl Durrell's credit, the Colorado's head coach, he elected to start a freshman. So the senior transferred, and these are the growing pains that you do when you start a freshman quarterback who hasn't played much. But A&M being in that game, I don't know how that's,
so if you look at it, it was all, the backup quarterback they struggled when King was in, but King brings a different. So this is the reason that King is the starter over Calzada.
Yeah.
This is the reason King is the starter, because King is accurate with the football. He may not have the best arm like the lot you want to see in your quarterback, but he's accurate with the football. And he's just a freak of nature athlete that can run the option offense and be able to tuck and run and get up field. Whereas Kanzada, he has the arm. Like, his if you look at all his throws, you're like, ooh, that was a pretty pass. Like, ooh, that's a pretty pass. But then you realize it's 5 yards above the receiver's head, or he throws it into the dirt. He's just not accurate with the football right now. And that's the struggle, because you're watching the game and he's missing wide open receivers. Wide open receivers, he has a good offensive line and he's getting time. It's not like that Colorado was creating a bunch of havoc down low. He had the time.
Yeah.
And it's just, he could not hit these receivers. So now I'm looking at this 3-4 defense of Arkansas who can create havoc.
And Barry Odom, the defensive coordinator at Arkansas, sorry to cut you off, man.
No, go ahead.
But Barry Odom, very good defensive coordinator. I think he'll probably be a head coach, because you go back to his time at Missouri. He was a head coach that, yes, okay, they weren't what they were with Gary Pinkel, but they were still making bowls. He's a solid coach, and I think a group of five will probably snatch him up to be a head coach soon. So giving Barry Odom a week to prepare for Zach Calzada, play into your point, I think is very, very good for any Arkansas fan out there. Calzada's just completing 51% of his passes, and that's playing Colorado's defense.
And that's giving more than I thought. That is more than I thought. I thought he was probably like in the 40 range. Like when you look at that game, he missed a lot of passes, man.
Well, no, you know what probably helped was that New Mexico game, because
playing
the New Mexico game and the Colorado game, 51%. But that's not a good thing. I mean, look, the kid's a young quarterback. I don't want to blast the kid. He's just struggling right now, and I think he's going to struggle against Barry Odom, but he might have a bright future down the road. But Arkansas with KJ Jefferson, and look, we preview these teams all the time, man, over years here. And I can tell you this, he's completing 62% of his passes, but the number that jumps out to me the most, 10 yards of completion.
Mm-hmm.
10 it's yards because of the RPO. Yeah.
It's the RPO. So they're very select about when they pass with them, and they give him the option. So if you watch the offense, he's always looking up. Whenever he's going, he's handing the ball off to Smith, the running back, he's always looking up and he's looking like, oh, okay, I got that guy in the slant right there. And as quick as that, where he goes, all right, I'm keeping it, boom, and he's got the ball out. He doesn't hold on to the football at all unless they have, it's an obvious passing down and they're going downfield, which they don't get too much of because they run the ball so effectively that they're at third and short a lot of the time. Yeah, a lot of the time. So it's like, well, this could be a passing down. This could be a run again. So you don't really know. And I think that if they can win that battle up front, the battle here is going to be between that offensive line of Arkansas and that defensive line of Texas A&M, because Texas A&M still has probably one of the top five defenses in all of college football right now.
Mike Elko, a great defensive coordinator down there in College Station. I think he's the anchor of this team this season so far, based on what we saw. He just shut out New Mexico. Now, New Mexico is not very good.
But if you shut out anybody, at this point, it's college football. If you shut out anybody, that is worthy of, some good words.
But I will say that the way A&M's offense has been playing, they're living off of a preseason ranking to me. I think this is if A&M wins this game, then I'll retract my statements, because this is their first like decent opponent that I've seen. I mean, Kent State is a decent MAC school, we think. But that was even a close game at halftime. It was not it wasn't a really impressive performance to me. Now, on the other hand, with Arkansas, with, I said, KJ Jefferson, another thing to mention, I know you touched on Traylon Smith, the running back. They have a slew of running backs between him, Raheem Sanders, and Dominique Johnson, and AJ Green. They have four guys that are over 100 yards already this season. And then KJ Jefferson, the dual threat capability that is KJ Jefferson, he's getting seven and a half yards a rush.
When you look at him, he is so huge running down the field. Like, he should be on a basketball court, not on a football field. Like, he is tall and he is big. And so it's hard to bring him down. This is a good game. And I think that this all is it's that battle up front between that offensive line in Arkansas and that defensive line of Texas. Cause Texas creates havoc. Texas and Arkansas, both their defensive lines create havoc. They just have different systems. So if Arkansas can stop the havoc that Texas A&M creates, they're going to open up doors for their offense to continue to move the ball. And so that's one end of the spectrum. And then the other end on the offensive side of all, Texas A&M, is what is Calzada going to do for you?
Yeah.
What is he going to do for you? Because his arm is there.
And can
his
he
arm
not,
and talent is there.
Can he not turn the ball over? I think is huge for A&M. If A&M's going to win this game, Calzada's got to play kind of a perfect game, and he's got to take some shots down the field also. You can't just protect him, because as much as A&M, I do like their running backs. I think Barry Odom is going to key in on that. And I think if they cannot throw deep down the field, and A&M's got a great tight end in Widemeyer, that maybe that's a guy to go play action and make Calzada feel a little bit better. But if you look at right now, just charting the total defense, I'll start out actually with going offensively. Arkansas has got the 16th best offense in the country right now. And they've played a harder schedule than A&M. A&M's got the 33rd best offense. That was not supposed to be the case this year. Then when you look at the defensive side of the ball, and once again, Arkansas played much better teams. I mean, Texas is better than anyone on A&M's schedule. Arkansas handled Texas. And then I think you can make a case that Georgia Southern and Rice might, I mean, I can tell you that Georgia Southern's definitely better than New Mexico or and probably Kent State. I don't know, because they were in the triple option. Maybe you can argue stuff there, but New Mexico does not have a prolific offense by any means. Now defensively, the stat I wanted to hit you with, Arkansas, Barry Odom's got the 27th best defense in the country right now.
And
Texas A&M charting back at 43rd, and A&M is at, you know, they're giving up 4.3 yards per play, right? Arkansas though, meanwhile, hit four yards a play. I mean, this is something that is, and that's when you're playing Texas, like that's a prolific offense. Colorado, we know, has no offense. So that almost jades A&M stats. You know what I mean? Like Colorado and New Mexico are offensively challenged. Now Kent State, you can say what you want and say, okay, they were the number one offense in the nation in their little four game season last year. I don't know that it would have been the number one offense over a normal season without COVID, but there's still a prolific offense. I'll credit Mike Elko there, but I do wonder if you go back and watch, I mean, I'm a Colorado fan. They left points on the field, man. Colorado had their opportunities. Yeah. And a lot of it was the fact they're starting this freshman quarterback. I think KJ Jefferson is going to be able to make A&M pay for in the spots where Colorado couldn't. And currently this line, and I know it seems right now, Arkansas is getting 5.5 points. The over under is 47 plus 180 on the money line for Arkansas. I think the wrong team's favored, Terrell. I really believe that. Now I get it. It's technically a neutral site game, but it still is in the state of Texas. Will there be more A&M fans there than Arkansas? Perhaps. I'm taking Arkansas though. I don't care that I think since A&M's entered the Big 12, I believe Arkansas is winless against A&M. I think Pittman's going to turn that corner this Saturday.
I agree. I'm looking at the numbers here. Like I said, 5.5 is the total. We got 5.5 for they're getting 5.5 for Texas A&M. Total set at 48. So it seems that they think this is going to be a little bit more of a lower scoring game because of these two good defenses. Arkansas is getting a lot of the money right now. Looking to see how that gets closer to kickoff, but just looking X and O's, it feels like this is just a tad bit too many points. I wouldn't say wrong team favorite necessarily. I think that this defense is strong enough. Spiller is probably the best running back in the whole SEC right now. And, you know, if with him behind that offensive line, a lot of good things can happen and he can mess around and have a 200 yard game just like that easily. And blow this open and make it so that Calzada doesn't even really have to do anything. So that's going to be the number one thing, especially with this 3-4 defense. And for Arkansas, is they're going to have to close those gaps with those linebackers and make sure that he doesn't get into the secondary. Because if he gets into the secondary, it's going to be a very long day for Arkansas and Jerry's World. With that being said, I'm still taking Arkansas here at this spot. I like this defense. I think they create havoc. I like that they can get to the quarterback with only three. Because there was a lot of times in that Texas A&M game that they were getting to the quarterback, just rushing three and they dropped back eight. And that's going to be huge. Cause I think Calzada, if he's on a passing down and he's looking at eight guys dropping back in the covers, there's no way he's making the right read there.
Yeah. I think Barry Odom will have the advantage on Elko. Now Elko is a great defensive coordinator, and I don't mean to cut you off again, but I think that Odom being able to, to have the essentially dial up a defense against an inexperienced quarterback. Now you could say KJ Jefferson's not super experienced too, but he's more experienced than Calzada, and he was the guy penciled in to be a starter all spring. You know what I mean? So I think that's the advantage. I actually lean the over here because I think they're going to have to get some points.
Yeah. Texas A&M 3-0 to the over. Texas A&M 3-0 to the under. Arkansas 3-0 to the over. So this can definitely go either way. It depends on whose pace runs the game, who's controlling the game throughout this time, and that's going to really lean over to what the total is. So maybe you want to lean whichever way you lean with the side, lean that way with the total as well. So you're on Arkansas plus 5.5. Then yeah, and probably would be on the over if it goes their way. I'm on Arkansas as well. I think this should be a 3-point game if we're talking about a neutral site field, even though it is in Jerry's World, and they probably accounted for that a little bit. But this probably should be a 3-point spread for Texas A&M, maybe just because we don't know what Gonzaga is. I see the arm talent there. I don't want to get on him. I see the arm talent there. He just does not, he's not accurate with the football yet. And if he gets accurate with the football with that arm, oh, he is a scary man. I'm going to let you know right now, but I'm on Arkansas in this spot. Give me the 5.5.
I'm on Arkansas on the 5.5, and I say sprinkle some of the money line. And if you're going to play the over under, I actually think you go over, but I can't wait to watch this one. Terrell, I appreciate you hopping on and talking a little A&M Arkansas SEC matchup down there at Jerry's Absolutely. World. I wish they would play this game on campus, but hey, you know, we'll settle for wherever we can get this. All right. But look, everyone give Terrell Furman Jr. a follow on Twitter at really_rel_. Like I said, hit all of his picks are posted over at Tally Sites and a contributor over at Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And we have him here on the College Experience all the time. Appreciate you hopping on. Look, guys, please do yourself a favor. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Tell a friend. Also subscribe to our other feed, the College Basketball Experience. Buzz Williams down there in A&M, big year for him after he left Virginia Tech. And then you obviously have Musselman doing a great job at Arkansas. They're loaded for the season. We will have you covered talking that on the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to both. And look, you know, go get that SGPN app, guys. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. You'll get all of our picks, all of our podcasts. Go grab that thing for free. And when you do, leave us a 5-star review. And if you do that, take a screenshot of your 5-star review. Find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. Follow me, show me that that review. I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. I'm at the Colby D. Terrell Furman Jr. once again at @ReallyRel_. The College Football Experience, new to Twitter and Instagram at TCE on SGPN, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give us all a follow. Me and Terrell are both taking the Razorbacks plus the 5.5. This is the College Football Experience, Arkansas, Texas A&M style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.